Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you out.
All right. I play some Deers, as I mentioned. Holy crap, that actually kind of kicked it up a bit. You're listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Live in studio with us right now, we have In Medias Res.
Check, check, check. Hey.
That sounds terrible in here. No, I'm joking. I don't know. There's some weird noise, though.
Are you guys getting feedback?
Well, no, there's like a weird squealy noise.
It's coming from the main speaker.
Oh, weird.
I like it. Can you hear it, though? If you can't hear it, then we'll just...
It would have to bleed. It's so high.
That's super weird.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Boys. Bad luck.
Yeah.
What is that sound?
Hey, yo. It's cutting into our on-air time. I think we already did. 15 minutes late. Oh, 10:18. Keep the people waiting.
What is that sound? Is it on their end?
Is there any way you guys can just go for it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Are we supposed to play now?
Yeah, you're on air.
We're on air?
You're kidding.
Yeah, no. Oh. You've been on air for a while. I shouted on air.
Did you? We didn't hear you say that.
I said I was going to shout on air, and then I shouted on air.
How are you doing, everybody?
The joke's on you guys. We knew we were on air the whole time.
Thank you.
no words came out.
Media's Rez, live on CITR. Hello, guys.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben.
Welcome back to the show. I guess Andrew was here recently, but I wasn't here, so it doesn't really count.
Sorry about all that noise.
Oh, no, sorry. It's all right. This is an interesting mic. Do you want to introduce you guys, yourself, to the internet world? Just
go for it, Andrew.
Hey, I'm Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Andrew, there's Ash, and then there's me, which is Steve. And then in spirit, if not in body, is Ryan Flowers, who's currently stressing out over some detail to do with his girlfriend's film production.
Oh.
There's probably a lot of tears. There's probably a lot of stressed out looks, but
what, like what's
Ryan,
going,
if you're listening,
what's going,
take
is
it
actually,
easy.
Is he actually shooting it or just helping out with something's going
on? Moral support, man,
yeah.
Probably.
Moral support.
Isn't he a DP on it?
Is he a DP? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, what is a DP?
I think he's doing A&R.
It's like Dr. Pepper, right?
There's a delay on this, right? There's a high squealing noise in our studio.
Yeah, and it's not me this time.
I think it's...
It doesn't matter.
Or it could be someone's tea or something.
That's what happens with live radio.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, man, it's cash. Yeah. Just
it's fun. It's
keep
like,
it real,
you
actually.
Know, like the first 5 minutes
I get mad when there isn't a high-pitched...
was like a reality TV.
Yeah, so we're just breaking down the barriers with you, Ben. That's how comfortable we feel with you.
This mic is really like poppy. It's funny.
Are you purposely popping your penis?
I don't know. That's crazy. Kat, when was the last time Emilia's Res was on the show?
Holy cow. Was 2002.
So a long time ago. So I think like our album was almost out when we...
Oh, so it's
the first one?
Yeah, I think it is you. I think it's one of your pedals. Oh, for those of you who don't know, because you can't watch, this is another example of the electronics failing to work. I think it's your delay pedal.
So anyway, we were on Shindig.
Yeah.
And,
back in 2002.
I think it was 2002. and this probably happened. And somehow we made it to the semis.
And then you guys are, and you lasted this long, which a lot of bands from that year, I don't know if any of them. Well, Collapsing Opposite is sort of around.
Oh, really?
They played that year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They played that.
My Project Blue was in that year.
Yeah, and they
Black
played,
Rice,
they
man.
Black Rice, Rice, rest in peace.
No longer, like nobody. The Winx is still around, and they played that year too. Oh.
The Winx is still around?
Yeah, wow. they're in Montreal now. I know.
Oh.
That was a good year. They got some interesting bands that. Kitsy's Days was that year.
Yeah, we were kind of more of the grunge kind of. That's what we were shooting for.
Thanks.
To that we actually did get told that we all looked like we were in a grunge band.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Did you guys take a hiatus?
It's a lifestyle.
You guys sort of took a hiatus though, right? A little bit.
Yeah, I'd say. I don't know. It just took us a long time to get the album finished, and
because one album came
just
out,
a lot happened.
One of them came out in like 2003, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah, it happened. And you know what? We went on. We did a lot of touring in support of it over the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it came to recording a follow up, it just took us a long time to feel inspired, I guess. So
yeah. Right.
It
was kind of a catch-22. I mean, we're all ready and willing to tour. But without a new record, it was almost pointless to do that.
Yeah.
But then we needed the touring for the momentum, and it was, So that's, I think, kind of why it took a little longer.
But it did. I mean, like, our first two songs were called Practice Killer and then Practicula for the new album, simply because...
We need a distinction between that.
And they weren't very creative distinctions, killer. Which is indicative of the...
And they were so named because many practices were killed.
We just throw our guitars down and drumsticks.
And then go get
it was a really depressing time, but I don't really want to discuss
there's
it.
There's a lot more eating and a lot less playing.
That you know, that's eating is fine. That sounds good. Well, speaking of eating, I used to enjoy, I know, Ash, you love pho or the whole thing.
Okay, so I made my own slow cooker pho the other day. And it was a rousing success.
What do you mean? Like you made in a slow cooker?
In a slow cooker, which, you know, generally it's supposed to be on the stovetop. You know, it's simmering for hours, reducing, simmering, adding more water, reducing it down, just really cultivating the flavor to life. But this was set it and forget it, throw it in the slow cooker, 8 hours later, you have a wonderful, rich, smooth, and healthy broth.
Yeah, because the thing I remember most, I wouldn't say the most about you, one thing I remember about you, Ash, I think this was true, I could have remembered wrongly, but... We used to go for pho at that place on
KPXL, Kimpenzi Lua.
And it would be like it was like the Doers and Black Rice and whatever.
That was a wonderful time. After any show, even if you weren't at a show where they were at, it was always like you're meeting up with all these people.
And you guys would each get your own pho, but then get another big one
auxiliary.
To share.
The auxiliary
is really important.
To share.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. I prefer a bowl that's clean without... You know, sauce and adding the basil and all that stuff. I'll throw
He's
the beans.
He's a bit of a
sprouts.
Purist, actually. Yeah.
But I do enjoy a good sriracha dip in every once in a while, some hoisin sauce. Yeah.
At least that's what she said.
And then you also want
she
to.
Did say that.
You're like, it's so good, but then you said something like, it's so good, even though I I'm allergic to MSG or something.
I am allergic to MSG.
And phones loaded with MSG.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that's the great thing about the slow cooker, foe, is that I added no MSG, so I could have bowls and bowls of that thing and only keel over because I ate bowls and bowls of that
thing. What kind of allergy do you have?
It's a skin thing, and no doctor has been able to really figure out what it is.
It's worth it.
I spent 27 years thinking it was eczema.
Yeah.
And then I went to one doctor. She said, no, there's no way that it's eczema. Eczema is caused by such and such and this, and yours is this. And
So interesting.
I was lied to.
But that's what they do. That's what they do around here.
Yeah.
Immedias Res on CITR. You guys ready for your next number?
Let's do come back down from the new album. You know what? One of the things, Ben, though, that is really encouraging is how, if anybody knows us from, 8 years ago, that we always had all these technical difficulties, especially with the guitars when it came to our performances. And it's just been really great to be able to put that behind us.
Well, should I ask Andrew about Shindig this year? I don't know if Chris asked
you. Oh, yeah.
That's the same. That's what you're playing, right? The not now the first song, the lap steel that basically broke every twice.
Yeah, it's my amplifiers too.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Anyways,
it's a phantom.
that's
the railway club.
Yeah, that's just how it works. But adds to the mystique of the band.
Sure.
One, two, three, four.
Clouds when I saw you rain.
And we're back on CITR.
Yes.
101.9.
Medias Res. So there is a new album sort of on the internet right now, and it's coming out in solid form at some point. Is that how it works?
Come on. We released the album as a digital release, digital download, January 4th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also available for vinyl pre-order, and you also get the digital download with it.
With it.
But the vinyl is still to come.
Yeah.
And so you can go to imr.ca and follow the links.
Yeah. So for the vinyl, I saw there's a nice cover art. It's a picture.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that picture? I don't know. What is it?
It's a photo of two Hawaiians.
Yeah.
On a rock, and I think the rock is called Honeymoon Rock.
Oh right. Okay.
And it's actually in Korea, South Korea.
Oh.
Just to make some.
Yeah. It's a part of Hawaii that's in South Korea.
Why can't Hawaiians go to South Korea?
It's quite possible. I think there's a lot of genetic similarities. A lot of the primary characteristics.
Well, we weren't supposed to be racist.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the album in reference? Like, does it have to do with the name of the album? Anything to do with the song?
Well, yeah.
Why did you choose that?
Yeah, I mean,
is it a love rock kind of?
Lover's rock.
It's a love rock.
Yeah, there's a lot of Sade.
Honeymoon Rock.
It's just kind of underneath there. It's kind of in the softer moments. You can just kind of, hear a little bit of Lover's Rock. Yeah.
When was the songs for this recorded? How long ago? How long did
Principal
it take?
Principal
2007.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The when we were at Mushroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, we laid the major ones down a little bit more at Sapphire, and then.
So 2007, and
then 2008 we were mixing,
right?
Hmm?
No, we were tracking, yeah. Double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had the unfortunate experience of running out of money, so we would have to play shows and then write lyrics and
and then play
record our parts again. And then be neurotic about what came out for.
Yeah.
I don't know, months and
rewriting. 2007 is a long time ago.
That's tell me about it.
Yeah, way to rub it in, Ben.
Aren't you sick of the songs yet? No.
Yeah.
No, well, actually, that's the thing that's really surprising. Yeah. And like friends of ours would ask, and actually even just before the album got released, and one of the things that I thought that was really encouraging is the fact that we actually didn't get sick of listening to it, which is normally, you normally hear about bands, especially when they spend a bit of time on the album, that they never listen to it again. But I think all of us could listen to it and be really proud of it, and it felt like it had good listenability. And
very nice.
I guess we thought, oh, okay, that's encouraging. And then I guess the response so far has been really positive. Great. So I guess that, the impression that we had was fulfilled in that. So it's cool. You can listen to it for 3 years and not get tired of it, folks.
And you did
what an investment.
And you did your release show last Saturday, or was it a release show or just a show?
Just a show.
But yeah,
we did a kind of digital release thing.
It was just a show, like how Steven Seagal was just a cook Under Siege.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was more than a show.
Yeah. You did it.
Yeah, it was more than a show, man.
I don't know what that means.
But
I just wanted a Steven Seagal reference.
That's a good reference.
We are contractually obligated.
Do you notice, this is a different story completely, because you mentioned Steven Seagal, you started it. Apparently, he's still making movies.
Yeah.
And they sell them in the foreign markets because I guess he's still a big action star. But one of my friends is a big Seagal fan in terms of just watching a car crash, I guess. And he said that the new movies, he just sits the whole time. He didn't even stand up anymore. He does his random hand flicking thing, but just sitting
just
down
sitting
on a chair.
Down?
He's constantly sitting down. He doesn't even want to stand up anymore.
Well, if he can rake in the fat stack,
I don't know.
Why not?
It's good. And last I heard, he was signing autograph at the Hastings race course.
Steven Seagal was signing autographs at Hastings race course?
And because he's playing a show at the River Rock in his band.
Oh,
he has a band.
Yeah,
called Dogstar.
No, that's Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, Dogstar. Anyways, I don't know. It's totally off tangent. I don't know why. You guys want to play another song, maybe?
Yeah, how much time we got?
You have 15 minutes.
Oh, maybe. Wow.
What do you think?
Yeah, we'll
how do you
good.
Feel? One song, two songs?
Yeah.
We'll do two more okay. with some filler in between.
Okay, sounds good.
A little bit of filler. If we get a little more high-pitched squeal again, that would be great. Andrew can probably make that happen for us. Oh, yeah, so this song is actually called Slow Motion Clarity.
Thank you.
is Rez on CITR. So.
Booyah.
So you guys were saying you wanted to write some songs and get an album before you go on tour. Does it mean you guys are going on tour?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, we were aiming for March.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're aiming for April.
Yeah. So whereabouts are you thinking?
Well, you know what? We're looking at different, like at CMW or North by Northeast, that kind of thing. Just kind of going to different places. I mean, like the standard thing tends to be going across the prairies, and we love the prairies, but it's a little snowy out there.
But we love the prairies. Let's just keep it at that.
But it's a bit snowy out there.
Right now, yeah. Yeah, right now.
Hey, man, maybe I'm used to temperate regions, okay?
Well, maybe in the summer, I guess. That's when you should...
Yeah.
Yep.
But then maybe it's too hot.
Hey, man, no, I can't.
But then the beach calls. I mean,
yeah, the beach, man. We just...
That's missing out on tan time.
Lake time.
I bought my first pair of shorts.
Ash's pair of shorts, yeah.
Just as like
I didn't buy it. My wife bought it for me. So very rock and roll.
Was it like a statement? It's like, it's time, you know, you need a pair of shorts.
It's
pretty punk rock, actually.
It really is. I've just been wearing dress pants. And
some people, when they have really radical political views, like anarchism, they, you know, they take bricks and throw them through windows. Ash has his wife buy him shorts, and then he wears them, and that's
such
the way
a
that
protest,
he,
really.
Yeah, that's the way he gets the animal caged inside. How he kind of lets the animal kind of
and
run
where,
around.
When did you plan on wearing it?
I'm actually going to Hawaii next week.
I guess you can't.
Actually, to Lover's Rock, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I guess it would be weird if you go to Hawaii and you wear dress pants the whole time on the beach.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
So.
But have you been to places where have you gone like hiking or something and you still
wear?
I've
gone hiking, but I haven't worn dress pants. But I've worn
like
long
jeans?
Pants.
Like
no,
jeans.
I don't have a pair of jeans either.
No.
So that'll be the next conquest. But I think it's a tough sell. There's not really a situation where jeans would be the best option for me.
Because, what do you have against shorts and or jeans?
Well, shorts, I've just got really stupid legs. And
stupid, yeah.
Pasty,
he's actually got
pasty
really,
white.
He's actually got really shapely legs. He's just really, he's a bit ashamed.
You know, it's white because
I think there's
you're
a
only
bit of scarring.
That's a chicken and egg situation, right?
Yeah, it's considered a delicacy, actually, in certain countries.
Ash legs?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
legs of ash.
But jeans, but it's sturdy.
Well,
and...
no, I actually find jeans to be... I know there are probably comfortable cottons these days. But when I grew up wearing jeans, granted, these were jeans that my mom bought for me. Love you, Mom. From Zellers, $10 specials. And
hey, we've got nothing against Zellers either.
Love you, Zellers. But they were probably the most uncomfortable things ever.
I think maybe you should try. I don't know. I think that I almost only wear jeans. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. We should have
a
fight.
We'll trade pants collections one week and do a reality TV show.
Yeah, that doesn't sound strange at all.
What's wrong with two good, nice Asian fellas just trading pants?
That happens.
I can't think of anything wrong with that.
You guys got a song to play, right? Another song. Last song.
Yeah, how much time we got?
You got 5 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Cool? Perfect, yeah.
But we are.
Yeah. Well, after that, we'll trade some pants. Right.
Immediately. And then go get some
phone. On CITR.
Thanks for having us, eh?
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Once the amplifier turns on.
Is it the ground that you put on it? Oh, that's right, we're live. Hey, everybody.
So, anyway, I was typing in my phone the other day, and I was typing a text message. I don't know if my mic's on. Anyway, I was typing a text message, and I was typing in booyah, because it was that type of a text message. And it auto-corrected it, lowercase booyah, to boyar, capital B-O-Y-A-R. So anyway, I'm now on this... crusade.
It's a crusade. To
introduce the word boyar.
It's probably even religious, actually. A religious crusade, probably.
Yeah. Yes.
A children's crusade. Yeah. It's one of those as well.
So anyway, I'm just trying to spread the word. If you have a need for the word booyah, just replace it with the word boyar. And you'll notice actually, on Twitter it's
there's
actually
a bit of historical. There's a bit of historical context, actually. The boyar is a Yugoslavian cavalryman from the 18th century. So boyar, it's a sign of respect. And on that note...
And it's also going to be the name of our next album.
Thank you.
Emilio's Rez, Hansi out here. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you,
man.
Great.
Thank you.
Website, imr.ca is where you go and get all the goodies and everything else. Yeah, best of luck with everything else.
Thanks.
Have fun.
I'm going to go grab a bowl of pho now?
Yeah.
All right.
After we change pants. I'd like to thank Evan and Irene, as always, for
thank you,
the fantastic sound support. Coming up right now, Funk My Life with Ochre.
All right. Hey, guys. It is now 11 o'clock, and we'll be taking you right into Friday with a very special set on Funk My Life, which is the name of our show, and we focus on things like soul, of course, funk, and all its derivatives from spin-off hip-hop to disco house to jazz. So tonight, we're going to look at how prominently UK producers are focusing on all these soul groups and remaking them into drum and bass songs, which is a very dance-heavy and dance-oriented song. And, of course, if you like our stuff, check us out at funkmylife.com. We have previous podcasts up there, and as well as future podcasts. And by tomorrow morning, I will have two mixtapes up on there as well for people's listening pleasure. So we're going to start things off with a little bit of James Brown in Sunny.
Yesterday my life was filled with the rain, oh baby, Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Dark days are done and bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny, I'm so true. I love you.